overseas, there's a lot going on.
I believe our actions have helped make the world a more peaceful place.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears.
It's about 25 before the hour. Joe Cocker's song, A Little Help from My Friends. That's a good segue, thank you, Kathy, into what I want to share with you now. How many of you know Andy Stevens? If you hang out at democraticunderground.com, you know Andy Stevens real well. If you're concerned about the black box voting issue in this country and how the right wing has figured out a way to nullify representative government, then you probably know about Andy Stevenson. He was a guest on this program, I think twice, once when in our IE America radio days and once on this network. But I want to share something with you that very quickly that my friend Will Rivers Pitt wrote and distributed to folks around the internet. And this is where, you know, I asked you last night and tonight to have something to write with. So here we go. Now, keep in mind, this is just one man. This is just one man. And, you know, focusing on one person like this, a lot of people may question it. I have had two people in my family, a brother and a sister, both die of cancer. And one was on Medicaid, and the other one, it was just so quick. From diagnosis to death was 3 days. So, you know, we've all been through this, right? What makes Andy Stevenson different? I don't know. Maybe nothing. And maybe that's what makes his situation right now important. This is what Will Pitt wrote. A great friend of the activist community named Andy Stevenson needs our help. Andy has been a tireless fighter for election reform in America for years. He worked closely with the Black Box Voting Organization, spent every waking moment traveling and speaking on the issue of electronic touchscreen voting machines, even ran for Secretary of State of Washington on a platform based on this specific issue. I remember meeting up with him last August in Seattle for a Rolling Thunder event. The day was dedicated to a variety of group conversations on topics ranging from the Iraq occupation to environmental protection to electronic voting and the upcoming election. Every gathering where Andy came to speak was packed. And he described in eerily prescient detail what eventually happened in Ohio and elsewhere during the November presidential election. Several weeks ago, Andy was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He was recently told that he must undergo what is called a Whipple procedure. This is a very serious surgery that few hospitals in America are skilled enough to perform well and requires significant time for recovery. Fortunately, some friends managed to get Andy a slot at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, one of the premier hospitals for this type of procedure. He is slated for the procedure in the second week of May. The hospital requires a $25,000 down payment before the assent to doing the Whipple and requires another $25,000 once the procedure is done. They are expecting the down payment immediately. Andy Stevenson does not have health insurance. Activists like Andy rarely do because there is little money to be made in trying to do good. In this, Andy is like millions of other Americans who do not have health insurance and thus face financial ruin if they get sick. What Andy Stevenson is going through right now is a perfect example of why universal health care for all Americans is needed and needed now. Andy's friends have, to date, managed to raise about $7,000 to put toward the fee for his procedure. So much still remains to be done for him and must be done soon. Andy Stevenson is one of the main reasons why people have become aware of the gross flaws and potential for fraud that exists with the new corporate-owned electronic touchscreen voting machines. Even though he's sick, he's still speaking to whomever will listen, wherever they may be, to continue to press this issue. He is one of the most dedicated people I've ever been privileged to know. If you can, please give to the fund for Andy. You can do this electronically via PayPal. That's paypal.com. After logging in at PayPal, choose Send Money. And enter Andy's email address as the recipient, which is as follows. Andy_Stephenson. It's spelled Stephenson. Stephenson. Andy_Stephenson. Spell it like that. @comcast.net. Go to paypal.com, log in, choose Send Money. Enter Andy's email address as the recipient, which is Andy_Stephenson, spelled as though it were Stephenson, @comcast.net. Now, if you prefer to donate via check, away from the electronic process, fair enough. Send it to Andy Stephenson, Post Office Box 25624. Post Office Box 25624, Seattle, Washington 98165. All right, one more time. PayPal.com, after you log in, choose Send Money, enter Andy's email address as recipient. It is Andy_Stephenson@comcast.net, or send a check to Andy Stephenson, P.O. Box 25624, Seattle, 98165. Now, again, for those of us, and we are hundreds of thousands, we are millions, who have lost a family member or a friend to cancer, and we all have, and if we haven't, we all will. That's the nature of this disease. The question, you know, may come up in your mind, well, what the hell? You know, so many people are suffering with this tonight. So many people have lung cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, on and on and on. Why Andy Stephenson? Well, I don't have an answer for you, you know? Except this. This is a guy who threw his entire being into alerting the American voter as to how our system has been destroyed. And what to do about it. That's what makes Andy, in my opinion, unique. Not his disease. Hell, we all are going to die of cancer eventually, aren't we? Huh? Of some sort. Even if it's a heart attack, it's probably cancer. Look where we live. Look what we accept as what we tolerate as acceptable dumpings of poison and crap and whatever into our systems. So it's not Andy's disease that makes him unique. It's not the fact that he doesn't have health insurance that makes him unique. It's not the fact that he's facing surgery at Johns Hopkins that makes him unique. That happens to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of us. Not the Johns Hopkins part, but the getting ill from this disease and dying. What makes Andy Stephenson's case unique, as far as I'm concerned, is what he has devoted a huge chunk of his life toward. Now, what do we do about that? I don't know. You know, I have no idea. If it's not something that a person wants to participate in, I understand, that's cool, okay. No hard feelings. But if it's something that you think, well, you know, $5, $10. You know, if 1,000 people would send 50 grand. That's it. I'm sorry. If 1,000 people would send $50, that would be. If 2,000 people would send 25, if 4,000 people would send $10.50, you see how easy this is, right? So think about it, all right? You can get the information and get it at my website, MikeMalloy.com. Look under Action Alerts. All the info is there, too.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.